Walmart is putting guns and ammo back on display a day after the retail giant said it was pulling them from its sales floors. The company had removed guns and ammo over concerns about rising civil unrest in the wake of the election. Mike Regan is senior editor for Bloomberg News, and he joins us now via Skype. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Tanya.
So Walmart said just yesterday it was going to remove guns from its store displays. Now they seem to be reversing course. What's happening?
Well, so initially their reasoning was that they were worried about the civil unrest, the protests and the looting that we've seen for a lot of this year throughout the country. And they said to keep their workers and their customers safe, they wanted to take the guns and ammunition off the sales floor of the stores. They would still be available upon request if a buyer specifically went looking for one, but they would not be on display on the floor of the store in the event that a store should be victim of looting and those guns could be up for grabs.
Does this mean that now all Walmart stores around the country will actually have guns on display now?
Well, what they said in the reversal was that they believe the recent protests have been, quote unquote, geographically isolated. So presumably that's a reference to the unrest and the looting that's taken place following a police shooting in Philadelphia, where a Walmart actually was looted. That said, not all Walmart stores in the country actually sell guns and ammunition, even before any of these incidents. Only about half of them do.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And it's unclear exactly with this reversal whether that means all of the stores that had been selling them will be, or if they are going to still keep some off of the floors in, say, Pennsylvania, where the recent unrest has been. They haven't cleared that up specifically just yet.
Well, the truth is gun sales are soaring, even if folks aren't getting them from Walmart. Americans have bought a record 17 million guns this year, according to an analysis by The Guardian. What's driving this spike in sales during this time?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was reading the earnings conference call transcript from Sturm Ruger, which is a gun manufacturer in the U.S., and their CEO cited basically a lot of the stuff that's been in the news, the unrest, the movement to defund the police, just a lot of anxiety about the protests and the looting that we've seen and the potential for more amid the pandemic. So that's what they're attributing it to mainly, is just this general uneasiness across the country this year.
Yeah, and an interesting note on this is that Americans bought as many guns in 2016 leading up to the presidential election to now. How common is it for gun sales to surge around an election?
You know, it's often common for gun sales to surge when people believe that some kind of legislation may be coming to limit access to guns, whether it be an election like in 2016 or a mass shooting where gun buyers believe that some restrictions may be on the way. In this case, Tanya, what's really unique is that this seems to be driven by demand from people who really are generally concerned about their protection and their safety because of all of the various issues confronting the country this year. The election, of course, and concern about the aftermath of the election being one of them.
That's Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. As always, thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.